Hello, I'm Nardik.
Hello, I'm Victor.
And I'm Paige, and you're listening to a VPN podcast.
On today's episode, we're talking about change makers from the 20th century, which means they're old.
Ha 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 ha. Most Americans have heard about change makers, like Martin Luther King.
But we want to talk about some not so mainstream people. Victor and I have some grueling historical research, and we have the tea.
I chose Tupac Shakur, also known as Tupac, the famous East Coast rapper, also that created Thug Life, which means the hate you give little infants fuck everybody, as well as music change. Also, it's meaning that changed black culture.
And I chose Alice Walker. Alice Walker was all about womanism. She actually was the first to use the term. She was a poemist and also wrote books. She was also in an anti-war group that traveled to Gava in response to the Gava War. Walker believed in everything she did and would always encourage for others to do the same.
Tupac was a young man trying to make a difference in his community with his music talking about gun violence, police brutality, and other big problems in the early 2000s, but those problems haven't gone away or died away until this day. Social media takes a big role for black people and communities. Everyone believes everything that they see 99.9% of the time, which isn't true. The truth comes from things that happen to kids. What happens to kids in black communities?
She would open schools to Hispanic people. A lawsuit towards the white schools in local federal court, which led the principal to let Hispanics into the white school.
And Alice Walker was a part of an anti-war group and the civil rights movement. Walker once posted an open letter to Alicia Keys asking her to cancel her concert in Tel Aviv. Walker could not watch Keys put herself in danger by going to a country that is currently being boycotted.
According to Tupac, Thug Life stands for the hate you give gives, hate you give infants fuck everybody, which isn't wrong about when it comes to kids. Kids think it's cool and good to be in gangs, and it protects them, but it's the complete opposite. When you're in a gang, they make you sell drugs at a young age, and that isn't good. So Tupac tried to make his music and make it understandable for black people and everyone around him that black people aren't always bad and they can change.
Alice Walker wrote many poems and books that changed lives, but she felt she couldn't be a true writer without her freedom, which is why she joined the civil rights movement.
My person is Sylvia Mendez. Sylvia is an American civil rights activist of Mexican Puerto Rican heritage. At age 8, she played an instrumental role in the Mendez v. Westminster case, landmark desegregation case of 1946. She made a law of segregation. She grew up whenever time was most, when most Southerners and Southern schools were segregated. Sylvia had to go to court. She, just not for herself, but for her people.
On today's episode, we learned Alice Walker was only standing up for civil rights, also womanism. Where Sylvia Mendez was an activist for Mexican and Puerto Ricans, Tupac made a difference with his own community with his music.
Thanks for joining us for today. Signing off for VPN, I'm Victor.
I'm Paige.
I'm Nidic.
Thank you for listening to VPN Podcast. This podcast was brought to you by three history class students at Roosevelt High School.